Hi, everybody. Welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
And we are on day two of Easter. Yahoo!
Yay! Where are all eggs? I want my Cadbury chocolate Easter eggs.
Oh, I will bring you one later, Laura.
Okay. Thank you, Kat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Easter was first a festival for Christians.
Yeah, and we also learned from yesterday that Christians believe Jesus died and then came back to life. 因此它就叫做复活节啦，因为耶稣复活。
Uh-huh. Okay, so people think the Easter bunny actually brings eggs, like Laura said, and they give each other chocolate.
That's why I love Easter bunnies, because I love Easter chocolate eggs.
So anytime you can get chocolate is a good time.
Okay, so 我们常常会看到，哇，Easter bunny 就是这个复活节的这个兔子，那有人相信他们就是会给我们这个 chocolate, 好吃的巧克力，所以他们也象征着新生命啊。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the White House has its own little event every year. It's called the Egg Roll Race. Mm-hmm. So that's something fun they do in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. 那 OK, 这里的 Egg Roll 不是蛋卷哦。其实在美国的白宫，他们其实都会比赛，就是要滚蛋。OK, 所以很好玩。OK, so today we're going to find out more about Easter, right?
That's right. We're actually going to find out about how different people around the world celebrate it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So outside of the U.S., outside of Australia.
Yes.
Yep, so let's find out more.
Having fun at Easter. Easter is an important festival, so many people around the world celebrate it. In Poland and Hungary, young men try to throw water on women. People think women could get married soon if they get wet on this day.Cooks in Eau, France cook a big omelette on Easter Monday. They use 4,500 eggs, and over 1,000 people eat it together. In Sweden, children dress up as witches and go to other houses to ask for candy. It's like Halloween in the U.S. In the Philippines, people have parties and watch a special play about Jesus' life.You can do something fun to celebrate Easter, too.
Word Power!
Festival. Festival. There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival. There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival.Cook, cook. The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market. The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market. Dress up, dress up. Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes.Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes. Play, play. The actors in the play forgot the words and made everyone laugh. The actors in the play forgot the words and made everyone laugh.
认识智慧
Omelette Witch
Okay, so our article starts off today by saying Easter is an important festival, so many people around the world celebrate it.
Oh, okay, 所以复活节呢当然是一个重要的节庆，所以世界上有很多人们都会庆祝这个节日哦。
Mm-hmm.So, our first word power word here is festival. Festival is spelled F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. It is a noun. Let's find out what it means. Okay, so the festival is like a holiday, and especially a holiday that's fun and happy. People might have fun games, parties, and parades on these kinds of days. Some festivals here in Taiwan include Chinese New Year, Dragon Boat Festival, and Moon Festival, and many more, of course. It's a time to have fun and have fun with your friends and family and celebrate life. So here's an example.There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival. There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival.
Festival 是什么呢？它就是节庆、节日，大家都非常喜欢的哦。它是个名词，像是在台湾，我们当然就是非常期待 Chinese New Year， 就是农历新年啦，或者是中秋节也很重要 ，Moon Festival。还有呢，我个人很喜欢的端午节，英文就是 Dragon Boat Festival。OK，所以很多节日的英文，就是有 festival 这个字。那回到刚刚的例句提到就是哇哦大家都很喜欢的 Chinese New Year Festival 就是农历新年的节庆时我们都会有 line dances 就是舞狮还有音乐以及食物哦
Okay, yeah, so now we find out what do they do around the world in different countries on Easter. So the article says in Poland and Hungary, these are two countries in Europe,Young men try to throw water on women. No, you don't. No, thank you.
That's actually sexist, okay.
I don't like it, but that's okay.
在波兰跟这个匈牙利 okay, 年轻男子会尝试往女人身上泼水。这是个好主意吗? Why is that? I need to know why.
Well, they say people think women could get married soon if they get wet on this day.
Interesting.
But what if you don't? What if you're wet and you're already married?
Right, or you don't want to get married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 所以人们相信如果女性在这一天被就是泼湿的话她们很快就会结婚可是听起来我觉得怪怪的 I kind of sound strange, okay?
Yeah, but maybe it's kind of fun. Maybe they don't take it very seriously
That's true.
Yeah, so going on to another place, cooks in Eau, France,cook a big omelet on Easter Monday.
Oh, I want to go to France then.
Yeah, I wonder how big is this omelet?
所以法国的奥镇的厨师呢会在复活节星期一做一个巨大的煎蛋饼 Yummy.
Yeah. All right. And here we see one of our word power words. We actually see it twice because we see it as a noun and a verb. It is cook. C-O-O-K. Let's find out what that means. Okay, so a cookis someone who makes food for their job. Simple as that. And that's the first use that we see in this sentence. However, like in the second one, cook is also a verb that means to make food. That's why we can say something like, the cook is cooking. It sounds silly, but it's true. Another word for the person cook is chef. Just make sure you don't say cooker because that's something else. That's actually something you use to cook, not a person. So the person is cook, the action is cook.So here's another example. The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market. The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market.
没错，其实 cook 这个字可以当作名词，也可以当作动词。首先，我们先来看一下第一次出现是一个名词，就是厨师。不过，如果是比较哇有名的这个大厨宗破塞，我们就会用 chef。OK， 注意不是 not chef， but chef， because it's a French word、mm-hmm.。像是阿基斯啊，或者詹姆斯啊那种厨师。OK， 那对，不要用 cooker， 因为它可能像是一个煮的一个电器这样子意思。So you're not a cooker，
you're not
a cook.
A cooker， yeah。
OK， 像是呢 ，Jane is a cook in an Italian restaurant。Jane 她是在一个意大利餐厅的料理当一个厨师。那如果有人他很会煮饭，我们也可以用。She or he is a great cook. For example, my mom is a great cook. She cooks very well.
Okay. I would like to try your mom's food.
对呀，那我们来看到刚刚的例句提到，就是这名厨师喜欢为夜市里的每个人准备食物。那刚刚有提到 cook 呢，其实还可以当作动词来用，就是烹饪料理。像是 I'll cook dinner tonight. 我今天晚上要来煮晚餐。或者是有时候呢，你要煮什么东西，要想说它有没有煮熟呢？我们就会问说 ，Are the potatoes cooked? cooked through? Are they done? Are they fully cooked?
Right.
Yeah, 然后 cooking 是什么呢？它是个名词，就是料理。像是呢、he enjoys cooking on the weekends. 他很喜欢在周末呢，就是料理一下。And we saw, what are they cooking? Omelette, one
Omelette.
Of my favorites.
Me too.
Okay, 就是煎蛋饼。
Okay, now we asked earlier, how big is this omelette? We're gonna tell you. They use 4,500 eggs.
Whoa.
And over 1,000 people eat it together.
Okay.
That's a big omelette.
I want to be one of those people. 他们用上4500颗蛋，是不是够大了？让超过1000个人一起分享。这里的 over, 哇，一样也有非常多的用法。Over 可以当作介系词来用，有什么什么上方的意思，就是像是 she held the umbrella over both of us, 就是她撑着伞为我们两个人挡雨，就在我们的上面。或者它也有覆盖的意思哦，像是 put a clean cloth over the cakes while they cool. This is like in cooking.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 在蛋糕变凉的时候，在上面要放一个干净的布。那当然你有越过的意思 like she jumped over the gate, 她越过大门。不过这里呢我们是讲到 over 4,500、
yeah.
eggs, 就是超过一个数字这样子的意思。所以 over 有很多用法啦。A lot of meanings.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that omelette sounds really big.
Yes.
But now we're going to go north to another country, which is Sweden.
Nice.
In Sweden, children dress up as witches、mm-hmm. and go to other houses to ask for candy.
It's like Halloween.
Yeah,
it、
okay. does sound like Halloween.
所以在瑞典呢，孩子们会打扮成女巫，到各个房子去。Yao Tang, trick or treat. No, that's Halloween.
No. yeah, no, they probably don't say trick or treat, but they、
yeah.
do dress up, and that's another、one of our word power words. It's a verb. It's actually a phrasal verb because、
yes.
it's two words, spelled D-R-E-S-S-U-P. Okay, let's find out what is dress up. Okay, so the word dress up is a phrasal verb that means you put on some clothes that you don't usually wear. Maybe you wear a fancy dress or a nice suit, or you put on a costume like these kids in Sweden. In this case, it's a witch costume. It's different from get dressed, though, because that's just when you put on your normal day clothes. So today, I got dressed, but I didn't really dress up because I'm wearing my normal clothes. So here's another example.Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes. Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes.
Okay, 我们来看一下这个片语哦，就是 dress up, 有装扮的意思，它是个动词片语。像是呢，我觉得小朋友通常会喜欢穿妈妈的衣服啊，然后在镜子面前照一照。就是 little kids usually love dressing up in their mother's clothes,
of course.
Especially little girls,、
uh-huh.
right? 或者是呢，如果我们要打扮成或装扮成一个角色呢，我们就会用Dress up as. For example, he dressed up as a cowboy for the party. 他装扮成牛仔去参加派对。那我们回到刚刚的例句 ,Little Billy, 小 Billy, 他喜欢用他爸爸的衣服装扮自己哦。
Mm.
Okay, and here we see they dress up as witches.、
Uh-huh.
就是 witch, 就是女巫啦。
Ah, interesting. So, yeah, like we said earlier, it's like Halloween in the U.S.
对啊，大家听起来有没有觉得很熟悉？因为这就像美国的 Halloween, 万圣节一样。
Right. So, now we go to another country、
okay.
even. So, we've talked about Poland, Hungary,
Sweden,
France, and now we're going to the Philippines,、which is much closer to Taiwan.
Yes.
So, in the Philippines, people have parties and watch a special play about Jesus' life.
Oh, yeah.Because a lot of people there are Christians, right?
Yes, a lot of people are Catholic, which is a kind of
that's
Christian.
True as、
yeah.
well. Yeah, 所以在菲律宾 the Philippines, 人们会举办派对并且观赏关于耶稣的一生的特殊的戏剧 a special play.
Uh-huh, so play, here is our last word power word, play. It is a noun here. You're used to the verb play, but now we're、
yes.
talking about a noun. So it's P-L-A-Y, just like the other one. Let's find out what we're talking about.Okay, so a play as a noun is when actors dress up, go on stage, and do a story for you. That's called a play. Plays were around to give people exciting entertainment and fun, things like that, before we had TV or movies. you can still go watch a play today. They're still very common. People who are Christian might watch a play that shows the story of Jesus. So people can say also that they play a certain part. So I play the lead role in this play. Maybe I play the girl who's in love with the guy. But here's another example. The actors in the play forgot the words and made everyone laugh. I think I would laugh too. The actors in the play forgot the words and made everyone laugh.
OK, 我们来看一下 play 这个字，如果当作名词来用，就是戏剧，也就是本课的用法。像是呢 ，He got a small part in the school play。哇，他得到一个小角色在学校的戏剧当中。那不过刚刚的例句呢，哎，我们看到是这些戏剧演员怎么样 ？They forgot the words， 他们忘词了。OK， but sometimes that's actually fun。OK，
yeah,
and made、
sometimes.
everyone laugh， 让大家笑了出来。有时候没有预期的东西反。反而是让大家印象最深的哦。OK， 那 play 这个字一样，刚刚我们有提到它有很多的用法，像大家比较熟悉可能是它的动词。So people are more familiar when it's used as a verb because、
right.
we all love to play, right?
Yes, we love to play.
因为它有玩的意思或是玩耍，像是 the children spend the afternoon playing with their new toys.
Oh.
Oh, 孩子们下午在玩自己的新玩具 or you're playing probably with your cell phone right now.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 那 play 也有参加游戏或者是比赛等等。像是呢 do you want to play cards? So you can use it after when you're talking about playing a game.、
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to play football, a sport,、
right.
okay? 你想要跟我们打牌啦或者是踢球吗 okay? 那 play 当然呢也可以有扮演演出 Like Albie, she looked so funny when she played Snow White for our magic box.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, you should.
That would be funny.
Really funny.
Yes,、
yeah.
Albie's a very funny person.
Yes.
Okay, now talking about more fun stuff,、
mm-hmm.
you can do something fun to celebrate Easter too.
Yeah, be creative, okay? 所以最后呢我们就是文章跟大家都说到其实你也可以做些有趣的事情来庆祝复活节、
mm-hmm.
Like eat lots of Easter eggs.
Yeah, you can get some of those chocolate eggs. Please give us some.
Yes,
and that
we would love that.
Yeah, that's all we have for our Easter article today. So、
mm-hmm.
right now we're going to go to our magic
that's
box.
That's great.
And then we're going to do review time. We'll、
yes.
see you in a minute.
Okay.
Magic box. 找亮点
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
诶，大家好，我是 Peggy。大家有没有听过这首世界名曲 Somewhere over the rainbow 呢？有没有想过歌词当中的 over 是什么意思呢？我们今天就来学学几个常见的 over 当作介系词的用法吧。当作介系词的 over 有好几个跟地方、地理位置和方位有关的意思，像是刚刚唱的 Somewhere over the rainbow 里面的 over 就是在某样东西上面没有碰到的意思，所以歌词的意思就是在彩虹上方的某处、某个地方，听起来是一个很棒的地方。另外一首非常经典的英文老歌 Bridge over troubled water 恶水上的大桥当中的 over 意思又有点不太一样咯，这里的 over 是跨越的意思，讲的就是跨越河水的一座桥。另外呢 over 还有一个跟方位完全没有关系的意思，常常跟数字搭配来使用，像是这个句子 Mom spent over $50,000 at a department store's year-end sale. Mom spent over $50,000 at a department store's year-end sale. 妈妈在百货公司年末特卖中花了超过50,000块，真的是好多钱。这边的 over 就是超过的意思，可以是超过多少钱、多少人、多少时间，只要是数字都可以。那今天学了三个 over 的用法，最后就来考考大家还记得多少吧。请试着把接下来这个句子翻译成英文。我每天都花超过1个小时练习钢琴。别走开，答案马上揭晓咯。
The answer is, I spend over 1 hour every day practicing piano. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
好了，我们这个 review time 要玩什么？ We are playing, like, I have to think of a word. Or you can think of a word. We can take turns, right?
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
然后另外一方, they can only ask yes or no questions.
Yes, yes or no questions.
是非题。
How many questions?
Within five.
Ooh, that's not very many.
对呀，只能五题之内要猜到这个字。So are you ready? I'm going to think of a word first. 我要先想一个字。
Okay, so it's got to be a word from one of our word power words, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I will ask, first question. Is it a verb?
I think so, yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, can it be a verb and a noun?
No.
Okay, then it can't be cook and it can't be play.
Oh, you're smart.
Okay, so then festival's not a verb. So it's got to be dress up.
That's right.
All right.
But the word dress can actually be a verb and a noun,
right? Oh, that's true. Like you can wear a dress.
对呀。
Yeah.
好讨厌哦，这么快就被他猜到。Okay, how about you think of a word and I can guess.
Okay, let me think.
Okay,
got it.
Okay.I'm going to ask the same question then. Can this word be a noun and a verb?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it can.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with food?
Yeah, it does.
好厉害哦。
Wow,
那跟食物有关，当然就是厨师或者是烹饪啦。Is it the word cook?
Yeah.You got it, you
okay,
got it.
Okay, well, so. This is actually very fun. Why don't you guys try it?
Yeah,
okay?
It's easy.
It's also a really good way to actually review the words.
That's
okay.
True, yeah.
So you guys can play this game yourselves, but we're out of time, so we'll see you next time.
Happy Easter!
That's right.
Yeah,
give us eggs, chocolate eggs.
Bye.
Having fun at Easter.Easter is an important festival, so many people around the world celebrate it. In Poland and Hungary, young men try to throw water on women. People think women could get married soon if they get wet on this day. Cooks in Eau, France cook a big omelet on Easter Monday. They use 4,500 eggs, and over 1,000 people eat it together.In Sweden, children dress up as witches and go to other houses to ask for candy. It's like Halloween in the U.S. In the Philippines, people have parties and watch a special play about Jesus' life. You can do something fun to celebrate Easter, too.
Festival. Festival. There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival. There will be lion dances, music, and food at the Chinese New Year Festival. Cook. Cook.The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market. The cook enjoys making food for everyone in the night market. Dress up. Dress up. Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes. Little Billy likes to dress up in his dad's clothes.Play, play. The actors in the play forgot the words and made everyone laugh.
认识字汇
Omelette. Witch.